Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump recently welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to the White House, stressing that the United States is an important and steadfast ally of Japan. The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples, said President Trump, runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer. We are committed to the security of Japan and all areas under its administrative control, and to further strengthening our very crucial alliance. The U.S.-Japan alliance remains the cornerstone of peace and stability in the Pacific region. That's why it is important that both Japan and the United States continue to invest very heavily in the alliance to build up their defensive capabilities. We face numerous challenges, said President Trump, and bilateral cooperation is essential. Our country is committed to being an active and fully engaged partner. We will work together to promote our shared interests, of which we have many in the region, including freedom of navigation and defending against the North Korean missile and nuclear threat, both of which I consider a very, very high priority. With regard to the economic issues, the U.S. will seek a trading relationship that is free, fair, and reciprocal, benefiting both countries. Japan is a proud nation with a rich history and culture, and the American people have profound respect for your country and its traditions, said President Trump. He also expressed his thanks to the people of Japan for hosting American armed forces. Working together, our two countries have the ability to bring greater harmony, stability, and prosperity to the Pacific region and beyond, improving countless lives in the process, said President Trump. We are committed to that goal.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.